Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio on the Footwheel Network. I am your host for the evening. Tonight, we present to you something new. Tonight, we present Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pens Perspective. This show is all about getting some feedback and building and construction for your poems. This is the vision. I got here. This is your host, Anonymity. I had an opportunity to be on the show with the Get Down on Thursday nights on the month of April, and I had my final show last night co-hosting with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and Poetic Van Meadows, and I was offered to join the Epiphany family this week, and I accepted, and tonight I have an opt to host the show with you. I am joined with my co-host, Miss La Perla Negra. Are you there?
I'm here. How you doing tonight?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I am actually, for some reason, this feels like day one, my first time hosting, because this is a transition and things happen so fast, but having an opportunity to host a show like Iron Sharpens Iron, I mean, this is, for me, this is the heart, the soul, the core of what creativity and creative writing is all about. So I am so excited to be here, and I'll be shaking off a little bit of the nerves throughout the show. I just have a way to go in, and having you here to assist and be my co-host and, you know, just make sure I don't fall flat on my face. I couldn't be more grateful. So welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron.
Thank you. And you'll do fine. You'll do fine. I got your back.
I know you do. I know you do. So I know we have some callers out there. I wasn't even quite prepared for that. So hold on one moment, and we're going to get a song playing for you. We're going to get some things together for you. We're going to be in for a dope, 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 dope show. So, Ms. La Perla Negra, let's give them something to groove to.
I got you.
While we get started.
Was she an actress? Baby, the fact is,
People I love and I care about, and that's what I do.
Yes, you do.
Chris, wait!
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the For Real Entertainment Network. This is Epiphany Radio, and tonight we present for you, for the first time ever, Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you have been officially transformed to kings and queens. We have just opened up the Crown Purple Lounge. We are serving tonight, as you guessed, Crown Royal, and of course, anything else that you might have your mind set on. This is a real relaxed vibe. This is about the art of poetry. This is a part workshop, part creative outreach, part discussion, song with no limits. This is offered for you through a vision that we owe it to this art to grow, to become something that has no ceiling. This is what the pen does. This is what it's done for me. And as I've had an opportunity to vibe with my listeners and just have an opportunity to hear your pens and what it does for me, when I tell you that it was back in 2000, I believe it was 9, there was a poem that changed my life. And throughout this evening, I'll tell a little bit about that story. Pearl of La Negra. I'm just curious, as we talk about a Royal Pen's Perspective, Would you like to share for our listeners, I'm sorry, our kings and queens, what that means to you?
Ooh. Well, I'm going to tell you, poetry is me. Everything that I pen flows from my heart. So whenever I put something down on paper, I am giving you parts of me, every aspect of my life. And that's all, really, that's all that I know how to do. That's the only reason, that's the only way I know how to come to you. Just me. And that's pretty much what it is for me. What about you?
Listen, it's everything for me. It's anything for me. It's any and everything for me. It is life. It's bigger than life. It is an opportunity to view life from a standpoint that I don't know too many. It takes art to see that. So before we continue to go in here, I have to give respect due where respect due. First of all, for our listeners, I am your host for the evening, Anonymity, and I am joined by my co-host, La Pearl, La Negra. I'm going to get a roll to that because that is high. There's an energy with that that I always feel in the name and in the presence and in the voice and in the poem. I just love, I love you, my co-host.
Back at you.
And the call-in number for this evening is 319-527-6300. Of course, dial in to listen, press 1 to be heard. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Big shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And we're going to get ready to start getting into this show because, you know what, let me just take a minute and pause and just back up because we're about to do something that's I believe is going to be epic. I believe that this is going to create a platform where poets, writers, artists today, where at whatever their level of their pen is, and not only their pen, because we're going to talk about their voice. We want to talk about the feeling. We want to talk about the inspiration. We want to talk about the wherever this beautiful art that can take so many forms, where it comes from. We are about to open up Pandora's box, and we're going to take it every which way it can go. There will be no breaks. But this is a workshop. This is creative. So, as we start to begin, we're going to always talk about the appreciation for your art. But if you would like an opportunity to hear some feedback, sometimes it may come from an area where you may not have seen something, but what it did for me, representing the listener, or you know, kind of, I don't know, if you're on, you know, if there's something, if you feel as though that there's something in your poem that is screaming to elevate. And you may not, sometimes you, I know sometimes I don't hear certain things when I'm writing. I don't know about you, Ms. LaPearl, but sometimes when I'm writing, I'll put something down and I'm thinking that I'd have nailed the line and things like that, and I might lose someone, my audience. I mean, if I'm going to share, then I just think it's important that my audience do, you know, I want you to appreciate the art. And I understand people have a difference of opinion. At the end of the day, I don't have to change anything. What's your approach to that?
I agree. There are times when I get so caught up in writing that I don't really think about what the listener will hear or how they will perceive it. And I do miss some things. But then when I do read it, they will point out something. It's like, I think I put a dope line in there, and they'll grab something totally different a whole different line in there, and they will elaborate on that. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess, you know, I guess that line I thought would fly, you know, wasn't anything. And they'll give me a whole different perspective on my piece that I didn't even see or that I didn't even feel when I was writing it.
See, that's the part that continues. I talk about, and you know, it gives life.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Poets.
Oh yeah.
Feel. Artists feel. Like Erykah Badu said. She said, "Now keep in mind, I'm an artist, but I'm sensitive about my shit. I feel at 110%." That just rocks. You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
absolutely.
I totally agree. I don't write to share. I write for me. But if I'm going to share, it pushes me. That's why I share. I share because I love this art. I love like-minded creatives. Can see visions with a third eye. I like intellect. I like intelligence. I'm somewhat of a safe. I know, not somewhat. I'm a sapiosexual. I spoke last night about. We had a little erotic show, and spoke last night about. You know, I need the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Connection is important for me. I think some of that
is
part of me being a poet. I'm a poet even when there's not a pen in my hand. I wake up in the morning and I see a sunrise that speaks to me. And sometimes, I know we have the inspiration show on Sundays, but yes, sometimes through that sunrise, I can feel God speak to me. And
absolutely,
you know, it's just so much. So, look, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get ready to put some things through my head and see where this is going to go tonight. But I could, you know, use a little bit of vibe music. I'm sure our kings and queens feel the same way. And we'll get back and start to get into a little bit of this art and make it happen.
I got you. All right.
Oh, na, 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 na. Na 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 na. Whoa, na 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 na. Good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes that we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy, forever shining this light. Hey, thank the Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like, we are gonna love, we know. Baby girl just text me, say she coming over. And when she reach, she want me fit, turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Altanelli's Gregory, eyes are Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? No bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me close. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She move to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it turn up the song. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes that we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah.
Wow, what a vibe. I had to go get settled. I'm good now. So
okay.
So I figured, why not? Let's just get started with some poetry, and we're going to talk about what we do. I'm just going to jump in, if you don't mind, and let me see. I don't even know where I'm going quite yet, but I kind of want to fill off of that vibe of that music that you was just doing, that you put on, so... Let me see what I want to take it.
Well, whenever you're ready.
You know what? I'm going to go in and do something a little bit. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I'm taking it here. If beautiful were portrayed as an artistic expression, poem was being composed to describe it in love, the artist should begin with the dip of his felt tip into the perfect shade of melanin. Allow it to absorb the radiant rooted beneath the dimpled bookend cheeks of her smile and attempt to extract the glory of her glow. Capture it across a canvas of inferiority with admiration for the beauty she possesses and an attempt to justify the value of her work. The artist should then take consideration for the limitations of his own work, acknowledge his shortcomings and inability of falling short, to be able to recreate the beauty beheld in her nature. And he should simply stand in the presence of this ebony queen before wisely realizing the grip of his felt tip is not good enough to give the credit that only God deserves as an artist worthy of creating such a masterpiece and simply admire her beauty. He should then fall down on bended knee and thank him for witnessing a divine creation that has been glorified as the greatest gift to ever bestow upon man. Salute, Queen. End poem.
Wow. Now see, you done did that and make me want to change and read a whole different piece. That was really, really nice. Very nice. I like that a lot. Anything that contributes to lifting up women, especially black women, I'm all in for it. And I love that. That piece did just that. I love that. That was really, really dope.
Wow. You know, I think about that poem, and it's just what you said. As a man, as a black man, I have mm-hmm. a responsibility to our queens to acknowledge who they are. If my pen cannot capture that as best as I can, as true to heart, wherever it comes from, then I just think that I'm not using my vision the correct way. I love art. But yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for that. So now here's, okay. Here's my question for you.
Okay.
Is there anything that you would, well, I can't even say critique. It's not even for critique. Not that piece. But okay. Thank you for that. So, I'm going to turn the mic over to you, and we'll talk about, you know, these features and where we're going and, you know, just continue this vibe. Get some callers on the line and make some things happen.
All right.
The mic is yours.
We were speaking about our poetry, so I'm going to pull out an older piece for now, and I'm going to tell you about what poetry means to me. This piece is called She, My Poetry. I fell in love with the world of poetry very young, but conditioned fear instilled left me with no voice to voice my passion and kept it suppressed until it was just lost. Then she gave it back to me, she, my poetry. But sometimes I'm just in love with the pain, so I write poetry because it belongs to me, because I'm flawed, but I can expose it through the flow of my ink, and she, my poetry, thinks it's expressed beautifully. There isn't anything that I can't show or tell or be through my poetry. See, poetry is my soulmate, my heart's desire and fantasies, my true love, my anger, my thoughts, and my mistakes, my past, my dreams, my faults, and all. All that I am rides through my ink to her and with her. She sees and receives and carries me, she, my poetry. So I write poetry for someone's story that can't or that's afraid to be told and for who can't be heard. Poetry is life. I write poetry because I've fought monsters in the dark and made friends with them at night. And now I read them bedtime stories when they hide under the bed. I write poetry because I've suffered at the hands of what wasn't my fault, of what was never made right. I write poetry because the universe straightened my crown while explaining to me that I am royalty. I write poetry because my greatest love story dwells deep within my soul and is yet to be told. I love my poetry. I have a story, and it belongs to me and she, my poetry. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I felt the connection, the metaphors that you use to describe your love for your pen, for your art, for you took emotions that you didn't even, it was so beautifully, organically written. I absolutely love the way that you delivered that. It wasn't over the top, it wasn't dramatic, but it was felt in every single word. I felt like I actually felt what it really, really, really meant to you. Made me kind of think about my own love for the pen. I think that was beautifully written. I mean, that's just one of those. I often say sometimes that a poem is never finished, but I have a handful of pieces that I know are. That was one that I would say framed. It was everything for me. Everything. And I don't even have to ask you where it came from, where the inspiration came from. It totally, you took time and you wrote a beautiful love piece to your passion.
Thank you.
For your pen. And I think it was, ooh. It gave me goosebumps.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Thank you.
So, woo, yeah, that was everything for me. Everything for me. So,
yeah.
So to our listeners out there, we got a couple hands up. I see y'all. But again, the call-in number is 31900. That's 319-527-6300. You can call to listen in. You can press 1 to be heard. And we're going to get into a song, and when we come back, we're going to get our first caller on the line, and we're just going to take it from there. Talk to y'all soon. Listen to this.
All right.
Peace out. Right. Yo, when you think, I don't know if it's what I'm sipping on or what I'm learning on, but as that song was playing, talk about inspiration, I'm sitting up here thinking, starting to draft a poem, a piece, taking my pen.
Okay.
And I'm saying it just comes from everywhere. As promised, we're not going to sit here. I know we've been in this thing for like 36 minutes, but we got some hands up. But we need to get more hands up because I do see y'all out there. I'm just saying. But let's get our first caller on the line. Who we got there?
All right, we got us a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Hey, good evening, though, Perla Negra. And amenity.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Brother, thank you for coming out, showing some love. Like, first and foremost, what's good with you, King?
Oh, man, everything's good, man. Today's a beautiful day.
I know that's right.
Amen to that. And that's the truth. I'm with you. But, man, listen, we sitting up here. We just vibing. We ain't even really doing much. We just, you know what I'm saying, kicking it. And, you know, we're talking about this art that we all share a common love for and what it means to us and, you know, take an opportunity to just vibe at one another and push one another to push their pen further. That doesn't even sound like poetry. I'm trying to get my van on, my poetic J-Rob over there. I'm just talking about my homies, man. Them dudes, they can't even commentate without doing poetry. Like, they can't.
Right.
Yeah, man.
But what's good with you, man? Talk to us. Like, talk to us about the pen for you. Like, that's what I really want to know. I want to know about your pen. Let me be a little quicker. I want to know. All right, not about your pen. I just want to know what poetry, what writing does for you, where your inspiration comes from. I wanted to clear that up.
Okay, well, my inspiration comes from, like, everything, man. I mean, you know, just, you know, nature, life, you know, just, you know, a poem could stem from just a simple conversation. Even overhearing a conversation, you know, I'll come up with several poems just by listening to people talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and
so
I sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
I mean, sometimes, like, you know, I catch somebody art or laughter or, you know, moment of when I call up and I listen. And I thought, oh, man, you know, it might be a moment for this person. Sometimes it calms people down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 I caught the last part. It was fading a little bit in and out, but what you said at the end, sometimes it calms people down. Like, yeah, like poetry is real, like writing and to fill the words. So we're going to get into all that. I know you got you came to bring something for us, and we would love to hear your pen. So, my brother, the mic is yours.
Tell number 714. Prelude to the prelude in my system. I want to be. I miss those disco biscuits. I remember seeing my friend with a rubber chick.
Okay, Joe, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you are fading
what?
Really, really bad, and we can barely hear you.
Okay, I'm going to take it. Can you hear me all right now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Keep on. Well, okay. Keep on talking. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you good.
Dark side number 14. To the quaalude in my system. I want to be down with the A-list. I miss those disco biscuits. I remember seeing my friend get arrested. I, for one, struggle with the urge to kill men. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to cut you off, King, but, like, I'm going to, if you can kind of get in a low, if you can get in a little better area and keep it 100, which, my brother, you got to start back from the beginning because we're not even having an opportunity to appreciate what you write, and it's breaking up so bad. And we really want to hear this. So can you adjust a little bit?
Oh, all right.
Mic check with me?
Yeah, let's do a mic check right now. How are we coming through?
Nah, we sound good right now. If you can just stay exactly where you are, I would tell you.
Okay.
So we need you to back all the way back to the beginning, though, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Once
bro.
Again,
no
the
problem,
mic is
bro.
Yours. All right.
Okay. Tales from a Dark Side, number 714. Prelude to the Quaalude in my system. I want to be down with the A-list. I miss those disco biscuits. I miss seeing my friend get arrested with a rubber chicken. All happening live in the military system. The very wisdom it took to resist them pills. But I don't miss feeling of fucking mentally weak thrills. Who among you haven't wanted to be free of inhibitions? I, for one, struggle with the urge to kill men or fill them with dread. Guess I'll self-medicate instead. Freddy's dead was an overtone. Wayward women getting overboned. I said in darkness all along, I am guilty of a filthy life. Up to the hilt with a hidden knife. Stab, twist, and widow. Drop, kick, and spittle. Sinister rancor with a paramour. Vomit on the floor from nights before. What are those red and blue lights shining for? 300 milligrams made by lemon. One single dose was all you needed, man. But I didn't play that way. Everything I do, see, was about getting someone's booty. The feeling of a busted nut under the influence, see? I was throwing in relationships, but throwing in body trips. 14, N2O is the formula. But who listens to the warning? Are you having troubles? Or way back from what you're thinking? So, there's a lot that's yet to be told. There's a lot that's yet to be sold. I know where the bodies are buried. And my methods may seem a bit scary. I can't do this anymore. In years of more of the same, I ended up on the fourth floor, mentally deranged, segue to insane. Maybe I am a little crazy. I'll stay these few days. The taste of these pills that they've given me, the effects, well, you can plainly see, can't you? I know it just ain't me, and you okay? I get it. It's that whole gaslight method thing going on. You're trying to keep me from growing strong. You're trying to teach me to be me. But I am me. So why can't they hell for being clueless, according to you? Nine a.m. It's time for the foolish blueness. I'm giving a lump of tea like I'm back to school. Shit. I'm an artist, a sculptor, a painter, a writer, much wiser than my creation with the simple, with the soul that's expired. I was the fourth floor star, the Michelangelo of the deranged, that was copied and stimulated by meditation change. I think it was a placebo. I continued to proceed, though I always felt like me. So it was time to meet the doctor. After the proper term escapes me. Those days of me with polished floors, 3 meals a day in a long life with little paper cups, with 3 pills that say you must be like the rest. But I was at my best. Just on a different quest. I passed the doctor. I was released back into a society that cared for me. But I'm the crazy one that couldn't see. Fourth floor psych ward door number 3. Instead of me escaping 714. my biggest thing.
Wow. Wow.
Miss Lenegra. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know what, Joe? You know I'm a fan. You know I've been a fan of yours since, man, like forever. And that piece was really, really dope. I wouldn't expect anything less from you. But you said a couple things in this about inhibition. Okay, you said, don't we all want to get rid of our inhibitions? Or I don't remember exactly how that line went, but it spoke to me because, yeah, we all want to be free of our inhibitions. Everybody, we don't want to hold back. We want to be free, and inhibitions they keep you somewhat in a state of fear. Of exposure. And then the gaslighting thing. I think gaslighting is the most manipulative way of keeping freedom from you. It's the most controlling way. That piece was dope. And it's really, really, it's great to hear from you again, to have you on the mic again. It's been such a long time since I heard you. I've been hearing you past couple of days because I'm a creep. I lurk. But it's really good to have you back on the mic. Yeah, I listen. I don't always say something, and I know, but I listen. And Anemone, what you got for that?
You know, this show, Iron Sharpens Iron. It's about taking pieces and identifying the strength in the piece, and also being able to offer commentary about what just might, could be, possibly be done to elevate that piece. This is not that piece. This piece is everything. And the main thing for me, the only critique that I have is, I would say, I don't know if you're home, but if you are home, I would say you need to get to your, find out where them 5G towers at or whatever the case may be, because it was a couple times towards the end. If you listen to the playback, you'll see where it faded out, but you had to continue.
Oh, wow.
Everything that we did get from it, it wasn't like, no, don't stop, because your energy. So now it shifts on, not only, hold on, let me talk about the words first, if I may, because there was a couple things, and there was a lot of things, and I couldn't capture everything, but. There was a part where you talk about what the blue lights are for, what the blue lights shine for, some way how you would work. And I thought about that light. Yep. Like in your piece, I got to build this picture. But you said something about use a metaphor. I know something about where the bodies are buried. And it was like the way that you even delivered that line, it was almost with a growl to it. It was almost with a metaphor, metaphor is like a grizzly protecting, like I'm going to protect me. Like I got to protect everything that society is coming at me in you know what I'm saying, what it is to be a black man in this country, not just black men, it's not just black men, because our Latino brothers and things go through it. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
You know, and I'm just saying that piece. And then you went and you shifted it, and you're an artist, a sculptor, a painter, a poet. What? My brother,
right?
I can go on and on for days, man, on and on. If that's how Iron Sharpens Iron, now, man, listen, you my brother, but King, let me talk to you for a minute. That's what Iron Sharpens Iron is going to be about. If you're going to get on here and drop it out like that. Where I was sitting here, I know at some point, somebody's going to call in, and I'm sure I'm going to hear something. It's what the show's about. I'm going to hear something that's going to make me want them to do something with that for me. But that's not this piece, because you did that for me. And I can go on for days. But respect to your pen, King, that was everything.
That's Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer for you.
and speechless on it. Like, where you still with us? Did you fade out?
My man. Okay, but you know, I don't know if you're hearing that, but I'm still here.
My brother, yeah, that was, for was, you. Yeah, that was definitely flame. That was on fire. I'm just curious if I can ask. Is that a new write? Is that something that you had? You know what I'm saying? You got in the stash, you got in the cut in your phase. I mean, I'm just trying to get a feel for when that piece was when it was composed. Maybe I'm just trying to get in. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get where you was at when you wrote it, because I loved everything about what you did with it.
Yeah, you're breaking up again real bad.
Yeah,
Joe.
Listen. We're gonna catch up with some commentary, brother. We're gonna catch up. Because I just really, I'm gonna tell you, man, I was inspired by that poem, and therefore it takes me to a piece I have called Oppression. But
yeah, I'll put it in the event page for you.
My man. Well, listen, you the first one out there. We want to get you on out there, King, to the Crown Royal Lounge. And I got a double shot of Crown Royal on ice sitting there waiting for you. I don't know if you do, you know what I'm saying, cigars, but I got one of those over there for you, too. So,
oh, absolutely. My man. Appreciate that.
My man. One love, one light to you, brother.
Wow.
La Pur,
you know,
La Negra.
He,
yes.
Yeah. He is one of the, what I call, powerhouses of poetry. I haven't had a pleasure of hearing Joe for a long time, but now that I've been listening and I've been hearing him back for the past week now, and it hasn't changed. He's always been up there with his pen. His name, it fits. Okay, that is Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, because he has so many powerful statements and metaphors that he uses in his pieces. I love that part about losing, you know, getting rid of our inhibitions. It's For someone like me, who is who has been an introvert all her life, that part right there is everything for me. And I have been the gaslighting thing. I've been targeted with that. I don't know if you ever dealt with a narcissist, but because of my
keep going.
Okay, well, because of my, I came from a very, very abusive family, and it started at an extremely early age for me, so all of my relationships that I've gotten into have been toxic, okay? The majority of them were narcissists, so, you know, I understand the gaslighting thing, and it is, like I said, it is the most manipulative way to So I loved it, man. Joe always does this. The whole he does this all the time. I could talk for hours about his piece, but that wouldn't be fair to the other callers.
Listen. We're gonna give everybody they time here, but Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Yup, that even his name fits. So that was respect to that pen. I hope that King is out there, you know what I mean, enjoying every bit of the royalty, because that's exactly what that was. But I'm gonna give let me take a moment and give a quick identifier, and thing going. Again, you are tuned into the Full Real Entertainment Network. This is Epiphany Radio, and tonight, Miss La Negra is my co-host. And I, Anonymity, am your host for the evening. And we are presenting to you Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. It's sponsored by Raw Links, Why be average when you can be raw? Huge shout out to our CEO out there. I see you. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. I also refer to him as my Philly brother, my roots. And the call-in number for tonight, 315-527-6300. We are going to take a quick song break, and we're going to come back and get our next caller on the line. Line dancing. I see you out there dancing. So let's get the next song going, and I'm going to go holler at him for a sec.
All right.
Just make sure you can see no less. And we secure like the money in a sack. I look like this, now I'm on the way. Let you know when I'm about a mile away. When I'm outside, please don't make me wait. The party's starting when we pull up to the gate. Girl, we so late. I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for blue. Cause tonight be better with you. It's a whole place coming up.
Busting it up with my man. Well, actually at the bar, we wasn't on the dance floor, but I busted it up with Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man. And he was just talking about his pen, and I said to that piece, it made me think about a poem. So I told my brother I was going to share the poem, so if you don't mind, we're definitely going to get our next call online. Don't go nowhere. But we just got to get something off of it can be inspiration. So I'm going to just jump into a piece.
The mic is yours.
I am a dream lost, prisoned by the four walls of an urban ghetto, whose opportunities have been trapped within the captivity of my surroundings. I stand with feet planted on the grave sites of every hope, prayer, and dream that died here, left without traces of monumental significance to mark any memory that hope once existed. I am the promise of society's perception of me, raising the bar to the lowest standards, believing that success lies in the imagery of a ghetto superstar who rides on 30-inch dreams only to park in the private sector of public housing. I've been employed through a distribution of crack sets, rationalizing that this is the only opportunity for which I have been deemed qualified for. For what other school could I afford to attend except the ones being paid for by default? Through poverty's enrollment to the School of Hard Knocks, when music class begun, when gunshots rang out in rapid succession. So I shed my tears in drama class, hearing an opera sung by the screams of a grieving mother who just witnessed her only sis being a normal part of life. I am poverty's perfect painted picture, Picasso's image of blue expressions as my self-portrait conveys the message of a youth lost without direction. Composed upon a canvas of rose paintings lying on grave sites, honoring victims of gang violence, I have been lynched. Hung on the canvas of Da Vinci's image of the Mona Lisa, since the eyes of my own mother revealed glimpses of a crack-addicted prostitute. In a nutshell, I believe that I am nothing more than a mere pawn lying in one of the gutters of Van Gogh's post-impressionalism landscapes, crying through sadness, which no one will hear since the ears have been cut off from society. So I project my suicidal thoughts through a masterpiece of blood painted from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. I am a day in the life of going nowhere. I awaken to the fate of Trayvon Martin, pretend to sleep through the judgments of Troy Davis, while hiding beneath the injustices still being felt by Mumia Abu-Jamal. I am the execution of Tukey Williams. I never believed in the myth of redemption or second chances, for I hold on to my perception of the American dream. I am a product of my environment, so I am a project trapped where statistics will decide my fate. I am a nigger. I am a spick. I am poor white trash. I am everything society but says I am when I believe my dreams will amount to nothing. This.
Wow. You know what your pieces are doing for me? They are pulling me away from what I intend to read and taking me to another piece. That was a really, really strong piece that you just did. The truth within it, the strength within it that you exuded about what's going on and how we as a people are treated. Wow, that was really deep, man. I'm a little speechless.
You're talking to Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. He like, yo, he that piece he did. That's what this thing does. That's what iron sharpens iron is supposed to be all about. That's what it's supposed to be all about. Because just like said earlier, I said there's going to be a poet that's going to get on there, a true poet. And they're going to spit something. And while I'm going to give it its roses as it's deserved, its flowers, while I have the opportunity to do so, if there's a level of elevation that I feel like I can help that poet reach just by sharing with them what I felt and what I seen, because you know what I'm saying? The vision. But the same way I say that, there's going to be a poet that I'm going to hear. That I'm going to sit back there and ask him, like, truthfully, like, yo, like, help, like, let me attend your workshop, bro. Let me into your space for a minute and just see from where you come from. Because that's what Iron Sharpens Iron is all about. It is literally a Royal Pen's perspective.
Yeah.
That's what this show is designed to do. So I hope my listeners out there sitting there feeling the vibe, because I know I got on this mic. Listen, everything moves so fast for me. Month and a half ago, I put my pen on pause, and it was on pause for almost 5 years, and I just happened on a humbug because I needed something to fill the space that I needed, but it filled the void of what was missing. I didn't expect that, and here it is just 2 months later. I'm on Epiphany Radio getting love from family, and I believe that this thing, this platform, because you have to appreciate the art and then you can recognize the platform. And I'm offering my time, my space to be here to you. To you. After 12-hour day of doing regular life shit. Appreciate everybody I got air tension of right now. Because this is just the beginning. We ain't stopping, ain't no breaks. I don't know none. I got a family of co-hosts to help me through this thing until I can just pick it up and just take it where I think we can go. And I'm here with you, and I know y'all here with me. And with all that, Ms. LaNegra, can you do me a favor? We're not going to get our next caller. Stay where you at. Please don't leave. This is the beginning of something epic. So I just need Ms. LaNegra to just feed me with some energy, and then we getting you on. So stay there where you are, and I still see y'all out there. And can you please bless me with a poem?
I sure can. Thank you. This piece is another older piece that I done. It's called Beautiful Colors. They say they're in fear for their lives, calling us monsters and uncivilized after cutting us down, then covering lies with All Lives Matter. Man, fuck your hate-filled fear and chatter. What I want to know is, why do they always take our beautiful colors and paint the ground, influencing them and leading them astray because they can't break us open or down? Because we don't break. And the most beautiful colors of all, the new ones that we create, they target those most of all, bringing tears to our eyes, trying to keep us from seeing the sun come up by trying to keep us from seeing our suns come up. Their fear is the paintbrush of excuses and reasons for their canvas of hate. And red, red is their favorite color they use to paint over their ugly, envying green. They think it's a great accomplishment once again, standing back, marveling at the massacres they make. For centuries, they've taken us, tried to change us, tried to rid the world of us, even act as though we don't exist. It's all failed. I'm here to tell you, things have changed. The winds of power have shifted in our direction. We have to believe it, too, and rightfully so. So be afraid. Be very afraid. We are awake. See, I know you can feel defeat filling the atmosphere as the universe is bringing balance in this change. And we are now starting to taste victory in your tears, too. So black man, black child, black woman, stand up. The time is now. We are rising up. We know what we have to do. And that's that piece.
First and foremost, respect to that 10. Respect to that 10. That ink that touched that paper. The truth behind the movement, things that we don't, we talk about platforms, we talk about art, we talk about iron sharpens iron. This whole, let me get everything, but wow, like, look, I just want to quickly remind everybody that yes, 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 tonight you are in tune to the Full Real Entertainment Network, and yes, this is Epiphany Radio, and we are presenting to you Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Penn's perspective. I'm here with I am your host, Anonymity. I'm here with my co-host, La Pearl, LaNegra. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I see my brother, our CEO, author, Larry Maddox, for real, the poet, Douglas out there. He's the one made this whole thing happen, this platform that we have. This is all because of a vision, bringing family together. He shares in his love the thing that we do. And much, 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 much respect. Like I said, come from the same streets, come from the same place, and we here. My brother, respect. And look, woo, fire peace, Mr. Nathan. So listen, let's get our next caller on the line. Let's get our next caller. Who do we have?
All right, we got ourselves a Mother of Dragons. Hey, Diva, welcome.
How you doing?
Lady.
How you doing?
Respect. Queen. You came out to Howard and chill with us tonight?
Yes.
Oh, man, listen, this is a blessing. Oh, my goodness. You came out. I didn't expect. I'm so surprised and happy. I mean, I'm pleasantly, I'm gracious to have your presence. Bless this show. I am a fan.
Thank you. Well, how are y'all doing this lovely evening?
Oh, man, we're chilling. Yes.
That's great.
Yeah,
That's wonderful.
Enjoying the vibe. So, you know what? I would like to ask. I know we're definitely about to let you get into a piece. But I'm just curious because I know you're about to do something. And for anyone out there, for any of our listeners out there that are not familiar with you, Aang, you're about to be in for a treat. I had the privilege 2 weeks ago of hearing her pen for the first time, and it was the first time I identified. I might have heard her pen and said, "Wow, that was amazing." Didn't know it was hers, but I had to put the two and two together, and blew me away. And she came back and did it the next week. So I know we got a powerhouse poet on his phone right now, on his line right now, on my phone. But as I say that, Mother of Dragons, listen, the mic is yours, and we're going to talk about your piece. So the mic is yours, lady, queen.
Okay. This poem is inspired by John Wick. It's a fan art poem, and I hope you enjoy. It's called The Parabellum. Chapter 3, it was a combination of provocative events, a cat-and-mouse game, that thrust her to the return into her chamber. Unearthing tools of her trade, locks, whips, stilettos, pussy bow, and a garter belt. Sit down! I said, sit down. Highly skilled sex ring, she will extract the semen out of her captive, and the educator, the enforcer of the clique, I have served and I will be serviced. Indecipherable code between the two, exchanges of blood serum, go bouillon, arbitrary negotiations. You have fucked a haphazard kitty. And this is a lifelong commitment to draining his Glock, emptying the clip, riddle my mouth with six shots. I'll take the oath for it, and I'll recite the creed. It is long. It is big. And I'll put blood on it, offering your kids onto my abdomen. The Berry is the dominatrix, and she can command it to sit and stand at attention. Tattoo on her back. With his resolution, $14 million bounty on that ass, but it's priceless. Breakfast at the Continental with the elite, and after their love fest, breathless from aspirated positions. Ego, handsome, fuck. Until chapter 4, performance on the high table. That's that piece.
That is definitely that piece.
Mother of Dragons. Damn, girl. You always
You just sit back and you just close your eyes and silence your surroundings and open yourself up to listen and then receive. Oh, my goodness. What you do is you flip your ink and curve your pen in a way that is... In a way that is, I gotta give it its due respect. In a way that is dangerous, and I love it. I love your ink. I love your pen. I love what you do. If I give any critique, it would be just to say, slow it down a little bit, because sometimes we like it slow down. We want to catch every bit of where you're taking us. We don't want to rush through it. We just want to vibe in that couple of extra milliseconds of a second, however that word. I just want to.
Okay, I got you.
It takes me
there.
So, yeah, that's that piece. That's that piece for me. Like, Miss Perla,
look, you are diva. You already know. Well, tonight we addressing y'all as kings and queens. So, queen, you already know. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan, and I love to listen to you spit. But I do. I have to agree. Just slow it down just a tad bit. But other than that, it's perfection. Your wordplay is crazy. Your metaphors. I'll be feeling it. I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes I got to sit back and be like, oh, here she go. Uh-oh. Let me put my seatbelt on. Here you go. I already know I'm going to go for a ride.
Yep.
Dope.
We told him.
Yes.
We did. We definitely did.
Yeah.
And this was definitely an old poem. I wrote this years ago when I first saw John Wick, and I thought about, I am a very much a nerd girl, and so any poem that I write, anything that I reference is because I probably watched that movie several times. And so it's always, for me, the creative process for me is just making it sound sexy and still letting it be relevant to the movie, you know? So, and I'm about that life. I have a tattoo, John Wick tattoo. So, you know, I live that life. So I want to always pour it into my ink. Always.
Oh, you sexy queen. You sexy. No doubt.
Something that you just said, and I just want to make sure that everybody caught that. You said that you want to make sure that it does just that. You want to make sure that it's sexy. You want to make sure that it does. You want to make sure, like, that's the part that I'm talking about. That right there.
Right.
That's that push. That's that thing that dude. That's that thing that does what's my pen, what it does, because without that, it won't do it. It's the putting it down and coming back and challenging yourself. Like, no, I'm not capturing it. They ain't going to feel me because this is where I'm at. It's making your word match the emotion. And you know that you have the power in your pen to do it. And then you do it. And then you slow it down for me. And we do it. Like, that's where you
I definitely
like,
make sure
I
slow
just
down.
Heard
definitely.
2 weeks ago, and
definitely.
Now we're doing it. We're doing this. That's what we're doing now. See what I'm saying? You see how that worked? 2 weeks ago, I didn't. 3 weeks ago, I didn't know you. 2 weeks ago, I met you. Next week, you blessed me. And tonight, we doing this. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't sharp as iron, queen. I ain't sharp as iron, queen. Ooh, I can get excited.
Thank you.
Listen, I told everybody you might go.
Now, I wanted to say one more thing. You know, you say that's an old piece, and I have a tendency to say that too, but I'm going to tell you something. Poetry is timeless because what you see, what you and I see as older pieces, this is brand new to somebody else that has never heard us or heard that piece. So it's timeless.
Got you. Well, the next thing I'm going to put this stuff into a book. That's my next thing. I want people to have nerd erotica. You know, I want them to be and enjoy a sexy movie, you know, in a poem. So
that's what's up. I'm waiting for that.
Well, listen, that's bound to happen. But listen, queen, I'm going to escort you down here to the Crown Royal Lounge.
I'm ready.
I got Crown Royal for you. How you feel about that? You like Crown Royal?
I like moonshine, but I'll drink Crown Royal today.
I know we drank moonshine last night. You know what? I got you some. You know what? I'm always going to keep moonshine. I might have different flavors for you. Is that okay?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Cool. So I'm going to escort you on down here to the Crown Royal Lounge. I got some moonshine for you. And oh, yeah, that John Wick tattoo. What'd you do with that pen? I see the connection.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
Yo, told me about to go for a ride. Mother Dragons come through here and get everybody in trouble. She come through here and everybody will be here and turn around. She don't even do it like that on purpose. Like, if you listen to what she's talking about, she get deep with it. She get deep with it.
Yes,
and
she does. Effortlessly. I mean, her pen
has a style about it that's just dangerous, slightly wicked, it's tempting, and it, but it's boss, like you said.
Yes. Absolutely.
That should be the sister queen. That's inspiration to me. That's what that does to me. That's iron sharpens iron right there. Iron sharpens. I'm going to say iron sharpens fucking iron.
Absolutely.
My little hippie sipped on ice for me. So, look, let's just keep this thing rolling. Who we got up next?
Oh, we got my diva coming up in here. This is my co-host with her sexy, sultry self, Ms. VIP. What's up, diva? Hey, queen.
Hello.
Okay, hold on. Welcome. I'm sorry to interject, but see, y'all pulled something on me last night. And I don't even got my brother King's here. I don't even have my brother King's here to back me up tonight. Like, they not even, I might have one that is here. Don't have me go reach out and say I need a little bit of extra. I'm just giving a quick forewarning because I felt something coming in the room. Okay? And I felt exposed.
You're all right.
You're all right tonight.
I'm good. You're sure?
Tonight.
I'm good, right? We
over here.
You're
good. Tonight.
We was out last night. I'll take you to the corner. I was out all night to that moment. But I'm still a little nervous. I'm good.
Nah,
don't hear
nervous.
Me out there. I just want to make sure I'm safe, right? That's just because they pulled something on me last night. I'm just making sure. Okay.
Just breathe easy, baby.
Welcome to the show.
It's all good.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Iron Sharpens
Thank
Iron.
You so
I
much.
Know what you do with a pen. How are you, Miss?
Well, listen. Years back, I was looking on something, and it was a clip of Bride walking to her fiance, and it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. So, I was compelled to write something about that, and it's called. It's called.
What's it called?
It's called As I Walk Down the Aisle.
As you walk down the aisle, or Queen, it is my honor to give you the mic. It belongs to you.
Thank you. As I walk down the aisle to you, tears come to my eyes. My heart fills with joy, the joy that everyone can see, that I'm joining my life with you, that I'll be true, giving myself only to you. I need you to know that you're my forever. I don't want or need another, because with you, the sun shines brighter, and I know the rest of our lives will be brighter, because we're a team. As I walk down the aisle to you, I see the love you have for me in your eyes. Throughout our relationship, I never stepped out on you, told me what broke you, what was taken from you. I vow from this day forward to bless you, not stress you, to watch the Lord give back tenfold of what was taken, to keep him in our midst and our lives we're making. Savor every kiss you give me, so good that when we part to work, you miss me. As I walk down the aisle to you, I give myself to you today in every way, because we've been hurt in the past. We've shown each other our insecurities, our vulnerabilities, and loved on each other, respected each other so much, we know our love will last. As I stand here next to you, it's our time. So here and now, this day and forever, I pledge my love, life,
body and soul. With God, we come together and we're whole. And that's the end of that piece.
Wow. Okay. Let me, if I may begin. Okay. Love. It made me think. It made me think of a show that hasn't been done yet. And it's going to be Iron Sharpens Iron presents love poems. Love poems. We're going to do a night of love poems. And we're going to keep it true to the brand that we are. We are Iron Sharpens Iron. So we're definitely here to stretch pens and bring it into perspective, as only royalty can do. Because what you just did with that was vows. What you just did with that was you just took a moment and you just put on the white dress as pure as you could ever be, like falling snow before it even touches ground. And you just gave it everything that it was supposed to be. And it was true. And it was genuine. And it was loyal. It was loyal. So, Queen, it was royal. Your pen does that. I know it's devilish. I felt that. But it also does that. So, respect and bless to you, Queen, Miss La Pearl La Negra.
Thank you.
Diva, you already know, but I still got to give you some commentary. There's a line in there where you said, I know what broke you. And that is imperative. One of the things that is vital to a relationship surviving and being strengthened. You know, I have this thing where I say, can I be completely naked with you? And when I say that, I mean mind, body, soul, and spirit. Can I completely strip down? And is my heart safe with you when I do that, when I expose myself? And that's what you did in that poem. You were talking about being completely naked with your partner. That was absolutely beautiful, Diva. I love that. I really, really do. But you already know, girl. You know.
Look.
Thank you so much.
Can I chime in? Can I just chime in for a second? Can I just?
Absolutely.
Your delivery on it, the passion in your words, in your voice, not your words and your words. Okay, so everybody, everyone within Airshop, everyone, whether regardless of what level of pen that you have, your words, but your words have so much more power when you can. When you can make your listeners feel what you felt at the moment when you wrote them, when you push your pen to do something, when you set a goal for it, and then you strive and you reach and you aim for that goal, it is easy to say things simply. But paint me a picture if you're going to talk to me. If you want to command my attention, make sure that you got my attention. Don't have me sitting there and I'm thinking about the game while you sitting up there spitting your piece, because I felt like that you didn't do it what it deserved, and you know better. Like, this is an example. Everything you hear, we had different levels and different rooms and things. So, yeah. Awesome ink. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I love the goosebumps.
My diva can tell you that I write like a woman in love. I love love too. I don't have much hope in it, but I do love love. And when I saw that clip, I forgot where I saw it, but it hit my heart so much, I just had to write to it. So, and that's how that was. But thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Respect, 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 Queen. Well, listen, listen. I'm gonna personally. I actually, maybe you're gonna get a little special treat. Hey, I need y'all two to come over here. Yeah. Good, cool. I'm getting you escorted tonight. So, we got the Crown Purple VIP room just opened up, and the VIP room is now opened up. You invite who you want. So we're going to escort you down here, and I got some crown. Is a crown royal good for you?
Oh, well, I don't drink very much.
I got to let you know, my diva don't. She don't drink nothing stronger than a cooler. Mm-hmm. If she drink that,
Nah, I appreciate that. Coolers. Next week, I'm going to have some coolers for you. I know the water.
Just one, though. Just one. I don't have a high tolerance at all.
Respect. I will always have your favorite water waiting. I'm not even going to try to get you on no. Your vibe is your vibe, and I'll vibe with you. We good?
All right. There you go.
Respect.
One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
That's my diva.
Ooh. Ooh. Yo, did you feel the flame? Like, it was a love poem. Like, she just inspired the next week's show.
Okay.
She just That's inspired next week's show.
That's what I'm talking about
next
right
week,
there.
Iron Sharpens Iron presents
Iron Sharpens
the love
Iron.
Poem. The love poem edition. So that gives everybody enough time to sit down and stretch their pen. You can write the poem five times over in that time. It's still national poetry, but I'm just saying. But look, I want to take a quick moment out. I think, if I'm not mistaken, our CEO's out there. Ms. LaPearl, is that right? Is he close?
He's close, but he got to put his hand up when he's actually ready. Let us know. I don't want to open it up, Mike, and he ain't ready yet because I don't want to get fired, even though I'll be back the next day. That's how it works here in Epiphany. You'll find out.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I got to correct something that I said. We're not going to be here next week, okay? We're not here next Friday. I do believe that one of my family might be stepping in, doing something, and having a thing going, and I'm just being like, yeah, but not next Friday. So every other Friday you'll see me here. But I do think our CEO just showed up. Is that right? You see him? Yeah, dude.
Yes. We can bring him in now if you like.
Respect. King, you there?
All right. I'll bring him in. Hey,
what's up, baby? Can you guys hear me pretty well?
Yeah.
What's up, Sensei?
What's
good
with you, brother?
Y'all? Y'all doing your thing up in here tonight. I hope y'all can hear me pretty good. I'm up in the broom closet, so I was inspired to call in and let y'all, I got something for y'all. I want y'all to critique. Something I'm working on. It's unfinished. So I say, let them do something that I'm actually working on right now.
Love it.
This is something I really wanted to take my time with. I wish I could complete it so that I can perform it. But I want to do it for y'all tonight and see what y'all think.
Respect.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, but once again, what's up,
Lucia?
Hello, Miss Trilly Negra. Okay.
Hey, boss man.
Hey, Sugar Lady, baby. Okay, I have no name for this. I'm like Miss Pearly in that sense of the word. So, let me do this for you guys. She approaches me eloquently, as if carried by air. A gentle breeze lifts her, causing motion in silken curtains, candles lit, They flicker, and the glow of the room slowly darkens. The way she walked spoke of long, exhausting, sensuous tales. Levitation. She levitated, communicating with me telepathically of a musical lover's escapade that would soon happen. She bends the shaft of my being, the way that she takes up residency, seated upon me, veins swole to full capacity. I'm about to blow out an artery. Give her a cream bath, salty silk sheets, sweating profusely. Her grip, the way that she's gripping me, my heart beating rapidly. See, she'd be the audience that I'd spit this piece to. See, she hears me speak and understands it. Says that she loves my cadence, the bravado in it. She then takes her hand and rubs it along the length of my microphone stand. Shit, the mic, she makes me drop it. I lost my grip, head tilted back in response to her musicianship. She plays me like a cello, her tone tickling like soft winds whispering sweet little nothings. She blows upon me like I'm a bugle. Hello, that art's completely loving this symphony. The way that she conducts, orchestrates, the music she makes, the sound that her thighs create as they clap under my weight. Sweet, the sound and the rhythm of her percussions, accompanied by my woodwind instrument, holding her like a precious violin, fingers fingering her, strings vibrating, acoustically fiddling accordingly, on key, each tone in tune. Grand is her piano, nibbling her earlobes, she moaning now in high notes as I tickle her arteries. Only the black keys, though, each stroke. I love the music, yo. See, the visuals that my artistic mind paints. Love is a brush. I have no control over what it creates. These abstract bits of sensuality, oily silken coating, drying on a canvas undried yet. Her ink lies wet against me, shredded. For real. Unfinished. In peace.
King. So your pen is also a paintbrush, and your cadence locks with tempo as it does something to people that focus on what you got going on. Yo, okay. You knew exactly what the fuck you was talking about and where you was at, what you was doing when you sat there and you used that pen to paint pictures, to paint illustrations.
Yeah.
My brother King, a CEO, yo. That's a CEO doing stuff like that. That's a CEO doing stuff like that. Like, I don't even think they know what's really going on. Like, yeah, listen, you know what's going on. You made this thing out.
Yeah.
But the vision, the family, the voices that y'all get an opportunity to hear, take a next level step. Next level step. Like, that's why iron sharpens iron. My king, Mr. LaPearl Lamecca.
You know what, for real? You always,
yes, ma'am.
It doesn't matter how that woman made you feel. You still paint this picture, this exquisite picture of that woman. Even if you are fussing at her and insulting her,
your voice flows. It's poetry in motion when you speak, and you just paint this picture of women that lets us know, you know what, she was still beautiful even after she did what she did to me. And I have always appreciated that about your poetry. That was absolutely beautiful. You know, you for real the poet, though. You know,
it's real. His ink is definitely for real.
Oh man, y'all crazy.
Look, man.
Hey, but if I can, let me share this with you. There was actually two pieces, and what I've been trying to do is, you know, I kind of lost my way in a sense, because what was happening is I started off, the first part of that is really based around music, musical instruments, and things related to music that I was pointing out in this piece. The second part of that was about painting a picture. And what happened was, when I was writing this, I was just catching, I'm sitting at work and I'm catching different phrases and different parts and pieces, and I was just jotting them down in my notes under where I started writing that piece at. You know what I'm saying? So it started turning into a separate piece on its own. You know, like sometimes when we're writing and we can go into another direction. Mm-hmm. We can take what we started off with and go into another direction. Mm-hmm. It started happening like that. So my thing was, what's taking me so long is that I'm trying to piece them both together. This is the first time I ever read this piece. And y'all might have thought it was just one piece, but I wanted to tie it together. I wanted to tie that last part with the first part. And I'm still going to work on that because I want to keep it about the music, you know, but no matter what we as poets write, we're still painting a picture to the listeners anyway. So I'm thinking I can go at it about in that manner, you know what I'm saying? Because we're still painting pictures for people, especially those of us that are performing over the airwaves by way of phone, you know. Because they can't see us. They can hear us, though.
Right.
So, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, when you, like you said, when you did that, you had a vision. And that's the, it's like the common theme for tonight, right? It's like I had a vision and seen something different when I got here. And the ink that's out there, it's inspiring more ink. Like, it doesn't have, there are, like, it's just poets are doing what poets do. And you know, like, I'll announce something in a minute, because it just, the inspiration just comes, and I shift mindsets, man. I got to get that under control, but I'm going to definitely do that. But that's what the ink does. That's what the ink does. So respect to you, King. That was, listen, man, you stopped out to hang out with us for a bit. I know you're a busy man. And much respect due to you for that, and much respect for these platforms that we get. I will always acknowledge, and I know I speak for my family that embraced me, as I'm the newest member here. But the collective vision that we share, and knowing the platform is here, is endless. I'm a believer. So I just wanted to share that with you because, you know, I'm here with you, my brother. I love what you allow to make happen. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so respect you. But listen, we got the Crown Royal Lounge out tonight, and we sipping on Crown Royal, and we definitely got these cigars going. So you like my brother J Rod and myself, you know, we definitely partake, and amen.
That's what's up. I'm with it. One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Baby.
Yo, listen, can we just take a second? Can you have that in the cut? By any chance, Do we have Biggie, a little bit David Bebe in a cut, just because I'm already in my, you know what I mean, rocking to it. I'm bouncing. I'm old school bouncing with it. I'm old school bouncing. You know what I'm saying? The youngsters don't know. They don't know about this bounce right here. They don't even know David Bebe. If you don't have no worries, we will get it. It's just a vibe. And that's what, hold on, while you look for that, this is my announcement. So I just said a few minutes ago about love poems, because I heard love poems and I heard another love poem, and I was like, yeah, but we're not going to do that to y'all, not on this Iron Sharpens Iron show. That's not going to happen. We will never, I'm announcing this now, we will never put a cap on your pen. We got family members down there that's doing themes and giving y'all what y'all want. Every aspect. We got topics. We got prompts. You know what I mean? Come on, man. I was on a Get Down show. You know what I mean? We had themes. We got there. You get all of that. Tonight's about Iron Sharp and Iron. Now, I will announce this. If you're the poet that gets on with your sharp ink and your sharp pen, and you giving us the same thing week after week, you're going to get called out on it. No disrespect. But you owe it to yourself, and then you owe it to your listeners, because you can stretch that. And that's what it's all about. So we got, I see your hands out. I see your hand out there. I got you. Don't go nowhere. But I got to bounce for a minute. I just got to bounce. So, Ms. LaNegra.
I wish I could have found it. I really wish I could have found it, because I know Biggie's up in here somewhere. But I'm sorry. I'm going to have to try and find it for you next day. Next time.
Oh.
In the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me. The back of the club, macking my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit, because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epic secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz to see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Straight up, honey, really I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little Steve. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi, smoke while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping holes, smoking line optimals. Money, and clothes, all a brother knows. a foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now, drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. We could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you're the true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the homies getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got the thump up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Baby.
Check it out. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby,
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Sandra, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
That's what I'm talking about, a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe in here, it's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe in here. Hey, what you think, Ms. LaPerre? What you think? You with me on that?
Baby, baby, yo, that was dope. Thank you for real. That's what's up.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, King. Salute. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See, it's a vibe, man. Iron sharpens iron is a vibe. But listen, I know we still got some hands up out there, so we're just going to keep this thing going. Who we got out there on the line?
Yes. Oh, we got us, Miss Lip.
Hey, what's going on? I had to come through on this initial night.
Listen. It is a pleasure. It is an honor to have you here. It is definitely our treat to behold. So we thank you, Queen. You are always welcome out here in Iron sharpens iron, you know what I'm saying? So you always welcome here. We always, you know the vibe. So what's good with you, Queen?
Man, y'all got it going on in here tonight. Some dope poetry, music is all that. Y'all are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, respect. Thank you. So listen.
Both y'all's pens on fire tonight, too.
Oh, thank you, Diva.
Listen, my co-host over there, right? So we talk about iron sharpens iron. So I had to sit back and think about, you know, there's a lot of dope ink that I get an opportunity to, but it was, you know, to have an opportunity to share pens, share mics, share the room, share the vibe with Miss LaPerre and Negra.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, you know, I'm sitting up here, grateful. I'm in a grateful place.
I am too. It's an honor to share the mic.
She let me know from the gate. She said, just breathe. And I got you. And she meant every bit of that. And I took a deep breath, three of them actually. And I settled. And we here. So yeah, the vibe, it kicked on. I hope I didn't lose nobody in the beginning. But if I did, that's not my fault. Y'all left. But I don't think that happened according to the reports I got. So what's good? I can go on and on and on and on and see, hip-hop. I'm a hip-hop here.
You done got hyped now with this beat.
That's a good thing.
But listen, you know, iron sharpened iron is the royal pen's perspective. So Queen, you know, royalty bows to royalty. Thank you for give me an opportunity to be blessed in your presence, in your pen's presence, what you're about to do, because I know the passion in your pen is always front stage, and I know that you love what you do, because I don't know nobody. I know some people who love it as much, but I don't know nobody who love it more. So it's an honor to have you.
Thank you.
So listen, yeah, the mic is yours. Yeah. Talk to us. The mic is yours.
All right. This piece, I wrote it earlier this month, actually. It's called Breathe in the Power. When my life feels heavy and the weight feels unbearable and words are too hard to come by, the refuge of my existence is to step outside, feel the breeze, see the movements of nature, and understand that there is a power higher than I, a power that directs the winds and the waters, causes the mountains to rumble and the skies to cry. It is that power that designed me, molded me into this vessel, and set me upon this spinning rock with a purpose to discover and fulfill. Although I can't always see it, and no human outside of my skin can say how I am to be. So my God lives within, manning the rudder of my life, helping me to guide my steps, especially when I cannot see, while teaching me hard lessons and blessing me with grace. Spirit that resides with me manifests with destiny. It is the soul of me, the still small voice that speaks when I have no words left to say, offers me comfort when I can no longer rest, and sends guiding spirits into my realm when I need them, giving me reassurance and proof that I am seen, even when I feel forgotten and alone. It is the divine within my humanity that leads my way, the greater within me that allows me to face a world that fights constantly for my sanity, the dissonance and discourse that has become normal cannot dictate who or what I was designed to be, because God's grace is sufficient for everything I am, and in due time gives the assurance that sustains me. Even when I'm in the gray, I know there's a place of light somewhere, and if I can just hold on, one day I will live in the light. My journey has never been easy. I stumble through darkness way more than the eye can see. And many times I have wanted to take my final exhale, but that greater power won't let me go, urges me to see one more day, a multitude of singular moments, continuing each of the 525,600 minutes that construct the years of my life, with hushed whispers telling me the hands are still running. Just take the next step. I know you can't understand why, but I have more for you. So I'm speaking out to you and to myself to just continue to breathe. It's all any of us has. And just because you can't see air, you can still feel its life force. And it's all around us, just like God's love. Continue to move in grace, because there is so much more in store. In peace.
That's what I'm talking about, wow. Queen.
Wow. Well, Ms. LaPerla Negro, we'll start with you.
That's what I'm talking about, Queen. You know, your pen is vicious as well, but you put emotion in this one, and it seems like your ending always does it for the whole piece. You know, you let us know the right way to go in life with some of your pieces, and I really, really appreciate that. You stay on a positive note most of the time, and this piece was no different. It was no different. No matter what you're going through, you still ended on a positive note, and I love this. I get inspired by everybody's piece, but sometimes it's with yours, it takes me right, you know, I grab my pen and I start writing right away with it. I love it. I really, really do. Thank you, Diva. Oh, well,
thank
Queen.
You.
Anonymity.
Miss Lips. Let me first start off and talk about this piece. This is what you do. And that is how you do it. Like my co-host just said, be emotional. I want to feel your words. And I felt your words. And you carried me. You did exactly, I remember during the time of the Poetry Idol show and the Get Down show, what got me here. But I remember you did something that you didn't do the first time around. But when you did it, it scored perfect. And what that was you put emotion in your poem. You made them feel the words, which that piece was beautifully written and beautifully recited. Now, let me give you a little bit of critique feedback, if I may. First, let me ask you, may I?
Sure, go ahead.
Because it has nothing to do with this piece. It has to do with knowing your platform. Because I'm going to give you your flowers as you deserve them. My mother, this morning, out of all people, you stood out. She loved George the most. Now, that kind of bothered me because the content of it. Talk about my mama. Okay. But, yeah, and I'm going to tell you because, you know, I share the truth. Okay. There's no, I keep it wanting. I share the truth. So I love what you did with last night's piece. But it was the platform that you were on. And when Miss LaPerla Negra spoke about the emotion, last night's piece for poetry, like last night's piece was awesome for the right platform. And that was the only critique that I would have had for it because like my mother said and like everyone else that I did speak to, no, it was definitely received very, 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 very well. But when you do your poetry, even if you're doing it sexy, like only you can do it. I still want to feel that. You understand? I want to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to live me, if you're going to take me there with your words, then don't just read it to me. Take me there. Like, I'm holding on. I'm on your tempo. I'm on your vibe. That's the power in your pen. That's why iron sharpens iron. Because when you want to take me to a place and prevent me from jumping off a cliff, you have the ability to do that. But when you take me where you want to just get all naughty, you have the ability to do that. It's power in your words. There's passion in your pen. And you're definitely royalty queen. So that's my feedback for what you just gave us tonight. So I appreciate you. Respect. And salute.
Thank you.
Respect. So, listen, I'm going to go on and escort you down. I got some. Are you good first with Jamia? Are you good with some Crown Royal?
I'm not a big Crown fan, but I might take a shot tonight. You got the apple
you
over there?
You a shot tonight? I go, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I think I can handle that apple.
Cool. Because, you know, the Crown Royal Lounge is open. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And, so respect, one love, one mic to you, Queen.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That's what
yes.
I'm talking about. Like, to know,
yes.
And to honestly, like, to be able to sit here and share the truth about it and understand that it always comes from a genuine place and things like that, because when you do it great. It does so well. Listen, everybody out there, when you do what you do, it does so well. But that does not mean step outside of your comfort zone and be prepared when you step outside that, you know, it is outside of your comfort zone, if you will. If you're, you know, if you're not, if it just whatever it is. But if you are outside of your comfort zone, you know, that's why I I'll just take y'all on a quick journey because we definitely going to get callers on a lot. But when it comes down to the comfort zone, open yourself up to see how you're being received. Because if
Absolutely.
You're not being received the way that you intend to be received, I think in your heart of hearts, you would want to correct that as an artist. Because you have a, like, you like every, like the common theme tonight was everyone had a vision, had a goal, and then they stretched their pen to reach it. So I love that. And yeah, that's my, Let's keep it going. I just had to take a moment to give this respect to where it was. Respect. Who we got on the line?
Oh, we got the station manager. I don't know if he's poetic tonight, but I'm going to say, hey, Van, what's up, King?
hey. Iron Shop is iron. Anonymity,
yeah.
My brother. La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
What's up, baby?
dope show tonight, man. I love what I'm hearing. I'm loving the feedback. I'm loving the pieces. I'm loving the critique. Phenomenal. Great hosting, you two. Great show.
Thank you. Yeah, he's doing an awesome job. Yes.
Listen, my bro. Listen. All right, let me take a moment and just, everybody listen. The brotherhood that was formed because of a random call in to sit there and know the what I would call the measure of a man, okay? I met two brothers that I didn't know 2 months ago, okay? I'm talking about true to heart. I'm talking about true. I'm talking about, when I talk about artists, I'm talking about art. I'm talking about the station manager who is on. He's not going to get out of here without giving us the week's lineup on Epiphany Radio. He's not going to get out of here without that. But I want to talk about the measure of a man and to have met two genuine and to even realize the brothers that I'm talking about, the bond that they share, the behind the scenes that they share, okay? The behind the scenes of got me interested in something that I never really paid attention to, but then I listened and it made so much sense that I'm talking about comic books, and they know exactly what I'm talking about. Got me thinking about comic books because it's true, and nobody even knows it. You don't even got to go that deep. So respect my brother. I'm just going to stop right there.
Respect.
But I give flowers
respect
while I give flowers while I can.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Hey, man, brothers recognize brothers. Let that be known. Let that be known. I'm going to say that again. Brothers recognize brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a certain airness that you walk around with, and it comes across in your conversation, in your demeanor, in your nature. And you're definitely a brother, man. And I love you for it, man.
Respect. Love you back, bro. Love you back.
Now, I know I bought a piece to be critiqued. I know I had indicated that it wasn't finished, but I managed to finish it while I was listening. So it's actually finished, and I can't wait to hear what y'all think about it.
Oh. So we talking about fresh ink that ain't even dried yet.
That wow. is correct. Yes, sir.
That's what Iron Sharp and Iron get tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Fresh ink that ain't even dry yet?
Ain't even dry yet, bro. Ain't even dry yet.
Well, listen. I want you to read it while it's hot. I want you to read it while it's wet. So the mic belongs to you.
All right. Thank you, my brother. I titled it, She's Just It. I told her all the things I didn't like. She listened intently with no fuss or fight. But her silence was the loudest I've heard her speak. See, her body language demonstrated the sexiest nonverbal communication I seek. Her comments were internal, but her references were external. She delighted herself in the way I spoke. She smiled at my tone and flowed with her mental scope. In the midst of her thoughts, they rain down upon me, even though she hasn't uttered a single word unto me. But she peered into me, reminding me that she's a fan of my voice and how I talk to her and not talk at her, making her a vital part of our conversation, even though she's still yet to make any proclamation. In her quiet stillness, I'm observing just how beautiful she truly is. I focus and I try not to get tongue-tied as I watch her lips, and this moment she subtly just licks them. And my sapiosexual nature just burst through, and then her nipples became hardened. From the shift in the temperature, I try to calm down to continue this conversation about literature. Our published words and unspoken behavior has me so turned on that I'm trying to be half her. I mean, focus. How can I when it's just us? Me reading her thoughts and body language while she just sits there in her silence while I engage each second of this moment in time with her. God damn, I'm so turned on by her. As she poetically keeps quiet, the presence of her essence is just it.
Damn! This how you going through us tonight?
Damn! That ain't even dry yet.
Yeah.
He said her comments were internal.
And as I heard, I'll tell you what you just did.
Her comments were internal. By the week after next, that will be a whole poem from the pen of anonymity inspired by
my
what
man.
Just did. That's iron sharpens iron. That's
yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to say something else. I'm going to tell you. This is not a critique, but I'm just going to tell you iron sharpens iron. I'm on that because listen. Dope fucking right. I wouldn't change nothing about it in the faintest to even think. And I'm just going to tell you how the diverse nature of us as artists, as poets are. But I learned something about my brother here the other day, that when he writes a piece, he doesn't even go back to it. And because he feels it. He doesn't want to lose what he has when he does it, because he felt it. He wanted to make sure that when he offered it for our listening, feeling, emotional gift to receive, to behold, we have an opportunity to experience what he was led to create and share. This
yes,
is
sir.
An example of what iron sharpens iron, a royal pen's perspective. Because that is the ongoing theme for Iron Sharpens Iron. It's always going to be a royal perspective. And this is what this show is all about. Now, something I got for you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Somewhere halfway through that piece, I thought you was going somewhere. You went here. And you... what you did with it, I wouldn't change a thing. But in the spirit of iron sharpens iron, I want to tell you what I felt. Back up to that moment, because I loved where you went with it. But now I see an alternate ending, which to me sounds like a collab in the making, so we can demonstrate what iron sharpens iron is all about. How you feel about it?
Indeed. Indeed. I'm with it.
So everybody just heard me speak on two things that I have to do. And the reason why that, because I'm a hard working. When I say hard working, I know we all work hard. I don't work hard. I work smart, but I work long hours. Okay. I work smart and it's profitable and it's legal. So. So.
But yeah, man, listen, brother. So listen. La Perla Negra, La Perla Negra, it's on you, baby.
All right, bam. Now, you are also one of the poets. You know I'm a fan from the door that I consider to be a powerhouse as well. And a lot of your pieces will make me clutch my pearls, but this piece you just did, and this is fresh ink, it took me somewhere. I felt this. It was sexy, and you know I'm a sapiosexual, so it really, like, it hit me. This piece right here had, wow, I can't even think of a word right now. I done lost my damn word. But this piece is awesome. Everything that you said, it's about her keeping quiet, but you can feel it. You know, you can see what she's trying to say to you, what she wants to say to you. This is dope. Yo, this is one of your best by far. It really,
oh, man.
Really is.
I'm humble. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
And you know what, Van? You know the great part about everything that you're hearing? You know we ain't bullshitting. You know we don't even do that around here. That ain't what iron sharpens iron about. We ain't going to sit here. I mean, we definitely realize that, you know, we all artists. So we are all sensitive about our shit. Oh,
right.
Yeah. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Respect is due to every king and queen that crossed the path and blessed the mic, and our kings and queens that call in. When you call in, know that we don't wear it's a royal palace perspective. We ain't on no bullshit around here. So you don't have to worry about listening in and hearing things because you're like, oh, they should say this or they should say that. It's said on this show. It's always with respect, and it's
true.
Always with love. And it's always with love because we are all artists, and I would never disrespect anyone. I would never. Ever. That's not my style. I give respect because I want respect. So, but.
That's phenomenal. Thank you.
Man,
I appreciate it.
Listen.
The commentary and
all, but,
critique.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
No, I was just saying I appreciate the commentary and the critique and the I appreciate a show like this because it challenges me to be better. So, thank you.
That's what's up.
Yeah, listen, man. I don't know what you got to do, but you know, we all family around here. But you took me under my wing, and you know, just thinking about the energy of Miss La Negra La Perla that's doing things for me.
Yeah,
you got me tongue twisted tonight. How about that one for you? That's how authentic we are. Woo!
It's all good.
It's my Perla Negra. Shoot. Yeah, see go. How that works? That's the energy.
Yeah.
That's that energy.
Oh, yeah.
So listen, man, if you ain't doing nothing, why don't you hang around with us a little bit? How you feel? We ain't going to be here much longer. I think how many...
If y'all mind a 4-year-old constantly interrupting me, it's cool with me.
Oh, let the princess in. It's all right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, look, I think we got another call out there, don't we?
Yeah, we do. But okay, I guess we can get the rundown after this last caller. Or you want him to do it now?
No. Hold on. Now we got to get the rundown because this is what Epiphany is bringing to everybody here. So I don't want nobody to say, oh, I was just waiting for that. No, we got to get the rundown because we got every day of the week covered, I believe.
Yes, sir. That we do. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night show, we got the Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night show is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night show, Mojave's got the fly speak jumping off. And then Wednesday night is the Erotic Love Zone with his VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And then next Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Make sure y'all come through. Epiphany Radio's got something for you every night of the week. You just pick your poison.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, listen, we got some patiently waiting poets' hands up. It's your time. Who do we have on the line, Miss La Perla Negra?
We got us Gwen C.
Hey.
Hey, cool. What's up, Diva?
Welcome.
How are you?
Thank you. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gwen C.
Hey, Ben.
So I'm glad you stopped through. Wouldn't be the same without you. You know,
I've enjoyed it. I've been here a long time. I really enjoyed y'all's show.
Oh,
appreciate that. But here on Iron Talk and Zion, we got another piece of steel in the building. Queen, the mic belongs to you.
You know what? Before we do that, though, since it's your first official show, I'm going to let you pick, okay? Because I didn't write nothing new, but I'm going to let you pick. So you can pick from Revolution, Red, White, and Blue, or Resignation, or Scrolled. I know that's a lot of words. I just said Red, White, and Blue, Resignation, Revolution, and Scrolled.
For some reason, what hit me with the biggest curiosity is Scrolled. So
all
I'm
right.
tuned in all ears, and I'm just curious to see where this goes.
Thank you. And sorry, Van and Danielle, because y'all have heard this.
That's all right. I want to hear that. That was the one I wanted. I was picking that one in my head. What you mean?
Not me. I was going with Revolution. But go ahead, Diva. The mic is yours.
Thank you, love. Scrolled. April 5th, about to be trolled, because my words violate caution tape of unpoetic scenes. One shot heard the nonstop. Scrolling, MSN.com, article addressing black man dead because of a shower head. Insert edit, black man dead because of a power head on the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King. Scrolling, followed by Masters Live speaking golf tweets after an ace. Where's America's tweets about injustice to the human race? A tweet would be a post. A post is used to erect a fence, stop hurdling said fence and stand. Scrolling, fiery bubble fascinates internet. Scrolling, why you should save your eggshells. Is that so? Unarmed black folks can have them to walk on in the presence of authority. Scrolling, teacher pranks a student found asleep. Shouldn't be an issue, since the majority of the U.S. is too. Sleepwalking in courtroom, daydreaming during jury duty in a grand scheme, returning no indictments, all while you were conditioned by media's hints, engaged by tactics like fiery bubble in the sea, so that you continue to not see. Scrolling, breathtaking sights you can see for free. A black man has the potential to experience breathtaking in his own bed, yard, car, at the mart, for being on the radar as a child playing in the park from grade school start. Scrolling, 50 best things about being over 50. Here's one. How about living while black while reaching a half century? Unkilled by the streets or police. Foul cops, regardless of their ethnicities, compile the worst gangs in U.S. cities. Colors, nightmares walk in. Scrolling, how to pay off $5,000 debt. Scrolling, photos that make you laugh out loud. How about photos of love? Bible says we shall. John 13:35, by this everyone will know you are my disciples if you love one another. Righteous we are, yet we don't fight for our brothers nor our sisters' lives. Scrolling, Harvey Luter gets 20 years. My heart is from Houston, but how you get 20 as a looter when active shooter police get administrative or paid leave time? Served, then greeted with a handshake, gun, and badge, or maybe just resign. Nah, they got coverage for civil suit, like media's coverage in which they design as an exposed someone's past. Oops, I mean recreated for prime time. Proving a colorful existence as they outline the character of the victim, darkening pigments of tips to villainize before flashing them in front of America's crimson shot eyes, who's readily awaiting the streams of attention they get when they rebuke black lives. Tasting the taint, feeding for the twist so they can pop off lips and judge us who face our own kind, discriminating, or others' attempts at artificial insemination, trying to censor what we produce by screaming appropriation. You might cash me outside, planting seeds in the soil you love to see slung, washing dirt from within your scar. Let heart beat to prevent weeds, but as long as your grass is green, you'll forget like Emmett did with your grandparents. We all bleed the same, but you won't give a damn till your blood is on pavement or your family is wrongly taken. Your body is a lie, yet your soul has not yet awakened. In peace.
Van and Miss La Perla Negra, do me a favor. Don't say nothing. No, don't. I can't hear you. Well, okay. Miss Gwen, have you ever, tell me, have you ever seen the 5 heartbeats? Do you remember that scene when you got on stage and Eddie, the lead singer, hit that note and that girl started squirming, that lady started squirming in my suit? Do you remember seeing them come up?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Are you there?
Yes, I do.
I am on the fucking floor right now. Hobo shit. I am on the floor. My heart started racing. I felt tingling. Shit happened. I started gyrating, and it wasn't sexual. I fell out my seat on the floor. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I said just like there would be a poet that would come here and I would have some feedback about how they can elevate. And I said, there's going to be a poet that's going to raise a pen so high that's going to make me look and I'm going to feel shit. And you just did that part. So I don't lie.
Thank
you. I didn't know I was going to come so soon. I didn't know I was going to come. And that's a metaphor because you did that. I ain't even need nothing sexual. It took me beyond heights that needs to go. Listen, erotic poetry, don't do that for me. And I write erotic poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay. Now, Miss La Perla Negra and Mr. Van Meadows,
all right.
King and Queen.
All right.
Let me tell you something.
When Gwen comes in, she comes on the scene. I already know what it's going to be. She is a beast on the mic, okay? You need to see her perform on stage, okay? You think this is good, you should see her perform on stage.
Aww.
But you never get disappointed when my girl comes through, okay? I fell in love with her from the first time I heard her perform, and
mm-hmm.
It has not changed, okay? She gets it the fuck in, excuse me, but she does. She comes in and she just tears the mic up, okay? And this is no different. I don't care how old the piece is. I get excited when I hear Gwen. I see you listening, but you don't raise your hand up right away all the time. And I was like, I wish this girl would let me open up her damn mic so I can hear something, you know, because she gets it in. You get me hyped because you hit on the truth. You always speak the truth, okay?
Thank you.
And you break it up into metaphors, but it's still the truth, and it's always – you're a powerhouse, just like with the other poets that I was saying, man. You are up there, girl, and I love you. I'm trying to tell you.
I love you back, and thank you so much. Are we marching, though? That's the question. Are we marching?
Oh, we marching,
yes.
Baby. We marching.
Okay.
Yeah, yo, what the – after that, where you want to go? Who we need to go
right?
For?
Hey, we go wherever we need to, wherever we need to be.
Listen, well, we need, yeah, and you know what? We need to go there because the platform gives us that. So we need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We actually do. After that, knowing that you do things like that, and I know that she does things like that, and he does things like that, and I do things like that, and all this stuff is happening. Oh, my
yes.
Goodness, I get excited. Poetic.
Man, listen. Listen. Gwen C. is an inspiration all in herself. I've heard this piece. And that Emmett Till line is, oh, my God. My God. But every time I hear her spit, I know that there's nothing but raw power coming behind it, in front of it, beside it, projecting it. And you're just an amazing poet, you know, and I'm a huge fan of your work, you know. You've inspired me to write a few pieces, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Ben.
You're more than welcome. It's my pleasure.
That's what it does, Queen. That's what it does. So thank you. We talk about iron sharpens iron. That's what this show is all about. And I mean, I didn't make me think, well, what didn't I get? I picked one. So I hope that you will come back and bring other 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. You just keep coming, because I felt something.
Most definitely will.
Listen, I would escort you down there to the Crown Royal Lounge, but my legs didn't come back yet. So, I'm gonna get you.
I'll take it over there.
You got it for me, man.
I got it. Don't worry about it.
Be gentle, but you be gentle, because she don't need no protection. She's a beast. Her pen has a cape on it. I'm not gonna hold you. You get behind that.
Thank you.
Respect, Queen. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. Whoa. She gets it in.
That was a rush. Just out of curiosity, because I fell on the floor. I can't even look over and see it, man. Is anybody got to go? Anybody put their hands up?
That was it. What a way to close out the show. That was it. Yeah. Ending with a powerhouse.
Amazing show.
You know, some things are organic and some things just happen for all the right reasons. And when I had a chance to get this platform, Ms. LaPearl and that grandma tell you, I didn't really have a big clue. I just knew that, you know, just going to be me. And tonight you helped me settle and get into me. And you are our vibe, our chemistry. Listen. Just like I spoke about our CEO, for those that don't know, Ms. LaPearl and LaNegra, we happen to come from the same streets, too. This is Philly roots. I also have I got ties to Southern roots because, you know, I did spend, that's my second home, Santa Carolina, and, you know, Van's poetic down there, and you know, me to be here. Tonight wouldn't have happened had it not been for these two, king and queen, for the king and queen that has embraced me and guided me and made sure that I was going to be okay. They made sure that this was going to work out, and they had me. They said, I wouldn't be here if I didn't have certain things about me to be able to carry this load. But just in case got a little tricky, got a little heavy, they have my back. So I just want to take time out and salute both of you, because I didn't listen to them. Of course, you know, I listened to the replay, and I know I started off nervous the first 30 minutes, but was not a testament to the last 2 hours. So thank you both for guiding me, embracing me, and helping me get here. So respect.
You're welcome.
Hey, man, there's a scripture that I love that says your gift will make way for you. So while you sitting here giving us praises and accolades, my brother, your gift has already made a way for you to be here. All you did was accept the call. So this is rightfully your time. I'm just happy to be a vessel to help bring you through and watch you flourish. That's one of the greatest joys that I'm getting out of all of this, is watching you grow. So thank you.
Respect. Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
That's what's up. You did a really, really
good job tonight. And I appreciate you letting me, you know, ride shotgun with you and co-host the show. I had an awesome time. You know, this was a great turnout as well for a first show. You know, the energy is right. And you did all right, you know. And it was my pleasure. And anytime you need me to work with you, I got you. I got
respect,
you.
Queen. I Thank appreciate you. Listen, we, this family here, y'all, this family here. And I'm going to tell you, when I sit back and we talk about iron sharpens iron, iron sharpens iron, know that we don't put brakes. We don't put limits to what elevating the pen can do. Those that don't know, I don't just speak for myself when I say we are not just poets. We write plays. We write songs. We write novels. We write movies. We write sitcoms. The only break that we put on it is us, and we're so creative. The iron is so sharp that we can tap into platforms that has never been tapped in when you stretch the vision. And it starts with stretching your pen, because this is the gift that's been given. So that's what the vision of Iron Sharpens Iron is all about. That's what I'm hoping can grow into something, my word, phenomenal. So I just want to thank everybody within Airshot. 2 weeks coming up. Bring your work. Bring your fire. Bring your pen. Bring your game. Bring your heart. Bring the emotion. Once again, this is Epiphany Radio, and you have just experienced night number one of Iron Sharpens Iron, Royal Penn's Perspective. Till next time, peace.
Peace, everybody.